I can hear Char.
She's almost done.
What if I'm really funny while she's running the dishwasher?
You're going to have to really edit that out.
What if my best content comes when she's making you a pina colada with a blender?
It'd be Miami Vice. You're the guy that walks into a big meeting. You're going to do a pitch on a multi-million dollar deal. You can't get the WebEx set up. Your computer's locked. Your motherboard's fried. You don't have a backup prezo. So then you try to get on the whiteboard. You can't thoroughly explain it. The main decision maker walks out.
Matters worse, my engineer isn't there and I'm all on my own. Like no one else has a computer.
So Kyle, how'd the meeting go? Great. We have a follow-up.
That's what I was just going to say. It was just a discovery. We're going to round the troops and get back in a couple weeks.
I thought you had a final proposal for them to sign. Oh, we did. Emergency. Family emergency.
What did the CTO say? You know, he had a Sev1. His eye started to fall, so he's going to come back later.
He looked at his bill for the cloud and just walked out. Hold on. I gotta find something. Hold on.
What do you gotta find? Your sense of humor?
Can I tell you about how much I love Black Cherry Truly that I had to pour the second one in a red cup so no one would know when I was drinking?
That's the thing.
I'm like, it's a vodka soda. Don't worry about it.
It is.
And White Claw's like, big bear, give me a White Claw.
No, that's not at all.
Or that's a pirate.
That's not a pirate or a big bear. And they talked about how the owner of the Diamondbacks and the owner of the Houston Astros traded texts in order to validate the deal. Could you imagine how much anxiety they have when they see the little bubbles pop up? And what if they just did the thumbs up to the little bubble? Does that mean the trade's validated?
Only if you back it up with a smiley face. I just don't understand Cleveland and Cincinnati. Like, I guess they're in the playoff race, but not really. They're just like that fantasy owner who's like number 8 in the league and just trades the trade. You're like, exactly. You're still going to finish in 8th place, buddy. They're forcing people to make trades by a certain date. It's almost like Cyber Monday. Like, I don't want to spend money, but now I have to buy a new iPad.
But this Amazon Echo is 40% off. Who cares? I'd never buy that. I would never. Right?
Yeah.
You would never buy the Amazon Echo, but it's a trade deadline. So you're going to trade for this guy that has an exit velocity of 400 miles per hour.
Because I grew up playing NBA jams. So did you.
Do you want to? This is all what the NBA is going to be like.
I love that idea.
It's going to be like an NBA jams game. Right now, my number one I'm playing with is Paul George and Kawhi. The game.
Is that really? You don't have much diversity, though.
The game is smaller now. That's my number one. My number two is... I don't really want to say this, but I guess it's LeBron and AD.
Stockton Malone on the original NBA Jam was absolutely broken. Stockton pretty much couldn't miss any three if you used Turbo and had a good release, which he rarely did. Computer Malone, they called him Computer Malone, was a beast on the boards. Computer Malone was the great defensive guy down low, and a player-controlled Stockton could rack up steals. Source. Everyone I play against hates me. This is his name. You remember that?
I like it with
two-handed.
With the little guy would jump up real high, and then it was a windmill, but the graphics weren't good enough. So his arms would just keep swinging around like 10 times, and then he would dunk it.
Go down prior to the race and look at as they show the horse, where they go around the little loop. The one with the biggest derriere is going to win.
Someone else told me that if you have access to get on the infield and see the horses walk around before the race. And if you look at their derriere, you'll have the best chance of winning because you can see that.
Absolutely. I want butt measurements.
Yeah, I want to know who's the Kim Kardashian of this year's Kentucky Derby. Okay. All right. I've got Maximum Security, Roadster, and Improbable.
No, you can't give it to me like that. You gotta do it like the announcer.
Absolutely not.
What?
No, I don't have that kind of voice.
You don't need the voice.
And coming down the stretch, it's Maximum Security, followed by, who's got that big derriere? Is that J-Lo out there? No, that's Roadster. And here comes Improbable, a.k.a. Beyonce, Bootylicious. It's close. It's coming. Maximum Security wins. Roadster second. Improbable third. Booty shaking everywhere. Play Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Wow, that is good.
They got a good young core. Those two plus Jamal Murray. They've got Gary Harris. They've got the Joker. And then things are looking up in Denver.
Could you imagine having Joker and Bull Bull, you know, in the lineup? I mean, that's dangerous. In this day and age in the NBA.
Yeah, we look at that.
Do you come back? Do you come back?
You have to. So they invite that what they perceive.
Do you wear another Spider-Man suit?
You change into Aquaman. Firepower. They've got they got Garland from Vanderbilt. They have Sexton last year from Bama. They have Porter Jr., who a small comp. Don't know if he'll grow into this, but he's explosive. He's a lefty. He's from the Pac-12. Close to James Harden. I don't know.
Wait, no, come on. No, that's. I think the West Coast showed well. Rui going higher than expected was interesting to see. Then on the other side of things, Bull dropping. So many trades. You didn't get a chance to watch the NBA draft, but it was thoroughly confusing to watch.
Stretch four. The next
Cameron level. Johnson's older than you and I. It's like 26.
But he had a great senior year. He can shoot the lights out from three, but everyone was expecting the Suns to draft a point guard to get either Garland or Colby White, but maybe, well, not maybe, definitely they're not high on either one of them because they passed on them, and maybe they're going to fill that void with a free agent signing. Some say maybe D'Angelo Russell, maybe long shot Kyrie Irving.
No. No.
NBA free agency. I'm calling it the 6K. You know why?
Why?
Because there's six free agents with letter K. Clay, KD, Kawhi, Kyrie, Kemba, Chris. This was the year that K-Win could have slid under the radar and been a free agent.
Wow. You would have been the 745th. Best free agent on the forecast, but
it's all right as long as I get the max deal.
TV money. Kyrie Irving.
I hope you like hot dogs. I hope you like the 4th of July. If you head out to this island, there's plenty of it because Nathan sponsors the greatest day of all, and Kobayashi takes on Joey Chestnut every year.
Coney Island.
Yes. He's headed out to the BK.
Kyrie in Brooklyn. Let's get down to Kemba Walker.
If he leaves, he's going to leave some money on the table. He's going to get some clam chowder. He's going to have a tea party.
Wow. Celts, huh?
Yes.
Let's go to Jimmy Buckets.
Jimmy Buckets, he's going to be eating a lot of Cuban sandwiches. He's going to be drinking a lot of mojitos and caipirinhas because the weather is nice all year round where he is going.
Wow, the Rockets. So word on the street is...
No, wrong, my friend. Wow. He's going to South Beach. It's closer to Cuba.
Are you serious? Miami. Yes. So we're going to get some DMs. These are serious. These come from
our fans, our friends, fans, some fans. Enemies if you read these DMs. Friends, they take some shots at us.
So why don't you start with
JD from Healdsburg, California. He's got a statement and then a question. athletes who play hard but party harder. My top five list. So it's question, Big Ben and Kay Wynn, who's on your list? Yeah. Want me to go first?
Yeah.
I have Jabba Chamberlain.
Ooh, good one.
2010, me and some friends went out to Boston, Yankees, Red Sox. My brother was playing on the team. And Jabba decides to take us out. So we go to this club, and we're up top, and these guys were heckling him down below.
What were they calling him, Joba?
They were just making fun of him. He sends them a round of shots.
No.
Yeah.
That is a solid move.
And then he buys our drinks, takes shots the whole night, and then the next day, we're sleeping all day. We get to the field. We're like, there's no way he's doing anything. Comes in the eighth, highly leveraged position, strikes out the side, texts him after the game. He's like, I'm at the club. Where are you? I was like, I can't do it again.
Oh, wow.
Next question?
I got the next question. This comes from Bounds in Redmond. And this is close to my, let me put this on before I. Are the Cougs ever going to beat the Huskies again in the Apple Cup? And not since 07 have they won in Seattle and Montlake. So I actually climbed the goalpost with that game.
Really?
Yeah. Rushed the field. Me and Grove took down the goalpost.
Just last the time two we of went. You.
Just me and Grove.
I was on top. Grove was taking down the bottom. I was making sure it leaned over a little bit.
He was doing all the work.
He was doing the hacks at the end on the bottom. And I'm tearing down the goalpost with Grove again.
All right. Just go the two Cougs. Of you.
Just the two of us. We're going to clear everyone out and say, we've done this before.
Next question. It's for you, Ben. It's from Turkey Toes from Danville, California.
What is
He's
it?
He's got
is
a two-part question.
Is this?
It is that. Did the Raiders hit on all three of their first-round draft picks and do enough this offseason to secure a playoff berth in their final season in Oakland? I don't know.
Let me answer the second part.
Will they make the playoffs? Is Will basically make, what he's saying.
So look at their conference, or I guess how would they get there in the AFC? Derek Carr.
Are they better than the Chiefs?
No.
Are they better than the Chargers?
I don't know. That's
so. Sorry, Turkey Toes.
Turkey Toes ain't making the playoffs, man. You're gonna have to wait till Vegas.
I am headed. So let's prelude the fourth with a quick trip down to M's game where they're playing the Cardinals tonight.
Ooh.
Big win last night. Nothing more American than seeing, you know, the Cards, who some would say are the best fan base. I'm sure there'll be some people from St. Louis in town.
The After Vogel seeing Bombers, you and Madden on the Jumbotron, I think the M's have the best.
Exactly. We'll be the main attraction tonight. Madden and I, the Vogel Bombers, who I think were a big reason why Vogel's in the All-Star game. We'll start. So basically, this All-Star game has turned into the AL. It should just be called the Yanks and Astros versus the AL.
It should just be called the AL National Championship game or whatever they call it. ALCS.
Absolutely. NL side, Kettle Martini. To be honest, Kettle, I wouldn't.
Are you related to Dirty Martini?
I'm hoping you're not shaking your martinis with a little PEDs these days, but the guy is absolutely hitting the cover off the ball down in Arizona. There's talks of him getting a home run derby. We'll touch on that later. Bellinger, a little bit overshadowed by Trout, but you know, certainly making a massive name for himself. He's up there in the talks of the Triple Crown.
Happy fourth.
Quick
fact check. I think it's Kettle Marte. I was like, who's this Kettle Martini? That's the best name I've ever heard.
My buddy called him Kettle Martini. Because
I love it. From now on, we'll call him Kettle Martini.
Kettle Martini.
Love it.
I mean, there's Kettle Vodka, right? So Kettle Martini. Make sure you have some Kettle Martinis maybe this weekend. I don't know if that fits all too well with the hot dog. Go Joey Chestnut.
Go Joey.
And
happy fourth. We're everywhere. YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, iTunes, everywhere. Like our photos on Instagram, WST_podcast.
Boom.
Boom.